Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Sorry, my words are kind of slurring together. I guess I'm not quite awake. Daylight savings, unfortunately, has come, so we're adjusting to the schedule. Are you adjusted, Neil?
Well, I'm always adjusting. It's a constant action to adjust, adapt. It all is part of life, existence. You should never remain too rigid in any area, except there are some sacred areas you have to remain rigid in, and of course that goes without saying. But aside from that, flexibility, adaptability.
Well, yeah. We actually are going to be talking about rigidity within karma today.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that in a minute. Just want to let everybody know, first of all, those of you that are in the queue, you'll be getting a reading, but we don't take calls till about quarter after the hour, so hang in there. We will get to your calls. And what else? You may join us on Facebook. You may join us on Twitter. You can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, and those accounts are linked right here under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And again, callers, please press 1 on your handsets. Only one of you has your hand raised, and we've got several people in the queue. So if you would like to speak with us, please raise your hand, everyone. 661-305 don't have their hands raised. Some of you have responded. Thanks for doing that. What else? 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number for a more in-depth conversation. And I guess that's it. Let's get into our topic, Neil.
Yeah, prior to our questions, we always like to talk a little bit before we get into the questions.
We do, and we hope that it inspires some feedback. Sometimes it doesn't. That's okay, because we're here for your questions. But, you know, this is also, we want you to participate in our discussion as well.
Well, there's always, you know, the spirit world, astral energy, psychics, mediums, channeling, karma. I mean, it's an endless discussion. And there's never enough time for it, and there shouldn't be ever enough time for it. We're also dealing with eternity in these matters, too, as well, so
mm-hmm.
time escapes us. But in the realm of time, let's get into the realm of time. And when we get into the realm of time, we begin to ask questions such as, what was the situation between darkness and light in the beginning?
And you're talking about
In the beginning of the earth, as far as the earth goes. And even pre-earth, in the condition of heaven and the war in heaven, why was there a war in heaven according to biblical text? There must have been some form of light and dark there. And you have to ask the question, why did the spirit person, or at that point, Lucifer, or if you will, Satan, declass from the divine light into an evil condition? And how did this enmity actually develop between darkness and light? But where did it all get started? And what's the situation between the darkness and light? Why is it having to have to begin to be placed on our planet? Well, when you get into there, what slides into home plate is the word, we're evil, we're dark, we're born in sin, and then you wrap it up into an element of what I consider karma.
Can I interject, Neil?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people in the metaphysical community really have divorced themselves from biblical teachings. I mean, it's true, and so, you know, people believe that, you know, this is the age of Aquarius, we are, karma doesn't matter anymore. There's a lot of things that I've heard in that regard, and, you know, also that we've been manipulated into guilt by, you know, the world religions, Judaism, Christianity, and the ideals.
The shifts in consciousness is one story, but that provides the premise that there has been a shift in consciousness. A shift in what? If we're in the age of Aquarius, if we're in the age of lightness and goodness and spiritual energy, if we don't ascribe to the elements of good and evil, you know, then that's fine. But for most of us, we come whether we believe in certain concepts or preconditions of validated knowledge, and when we get into the physical, metaphysical phases of that kind of text, whether we believe it or not, there had to be a beginning somewhere. And so some of us who are in this transcended phase of thinking about higher consciousness, it's still, there's a precondition there.
Right.
And that precondition, in my estimation, whether you ascribe to whatever, whether it's the Bible or the Quran or some sense of Buddhism or just evolution of life, the Big Bang, whatever it may be, there's an element of duality, contrast. It's in our planet. And so at least we can incorporate the idea that on this planet we just don't have a singularity of thought.
Right.
There is a reality that there is something beyond that. So we get into the idea of karma. Yeah, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead, because it's going to take too long.
Well, okay, yeah, because we don't have much time. We only have a couple of probably winding down to 10 minutes.
You know, whether we're born with sin, whether we're born with the mark of sin on our souls or not, some people debate that as well in the metaphysical world.
Well,
but
let's go, for the sake of argument and for the fact that we're trying to be brief here, let's assume
that we're born,
that we're born
okay.
out of the mouth of the divine source.
Oh, okay.
That we're born out of the mouth of the divine source. And that we each have a kind of created destiny, that we've been granted a destiny, and that in that destiny we've also been given or allowed to have a choice. And that choice, our choices, our individual choices that we have in life, which may be assorted, is interconnected with our destiny. And so we each have this kind of binding factor that our lives are based upon a personal individual behavior or a personal individual destiny, and that in that destiny we can be creative and we can make choices, some of which are adhered to by karma, pre-existing conditions that brought us here, that we're locked into, such as our birth, our parents, certain things that are karmically produced in the factory already,
right,
before it gets onto the shelf,
right,
the selling shelf.
And so some of us have a more strict karma than others.
Yeah, some of us do,
okay,
because we, in fact, we have interacted in our past lives with all countless numbers of spirits and even formless spirits, meaning darker energy. We've done dark things in our past lives. We've produced powerful energy fields that have continued to operate around us, whether they were of goodness and enlightenment, and we've come back to continue our journey, or whether we produced energy fields around us that on various degrees were dark and sinister and the antithesis of existence in its purest sense of the word, meaning that existence is divine and sacred and must be respected. So those of us who have committed gross sins with our fellow human beings will have karma presented back to us, given the fact that we haven't reduced it yet. Those of us who have committed gross crimes against the animal kingdom will have, you know, dog bites all over the place, or attacked or mauled by mountain lions or whatever. All of this is based on a curtain. And behind that curtain is our past lives. And what we do is we sometimes, what we do in our lifetimes is we astral project, we go through that curtain, and we go and visit our past lives, and hopefully we divine information that's valuable to us to give us clues as to why we're here, what we're doing, what our destiny is, and what chance we have of escaping, creating, altering our destiny, or are we locked into a destiny because the karma demands you must do this to release yourself from the karma. You've got to go through with it. So all of these things are basically do what, you know, because we have this severe loss of cosmic memory and we don't remember everything we've gone through unless we're totally enlightened or we've been connected by a spirit that is giving us information, and hopefully it's a sincere, authentic spirit, not one of a formless deceptive mode or a dark mode, we can thereby become uncorrupted by the kind of demolition that was caused from our past lives that brought us into the darkness in the first place. So there is a way to transcend our demons as much as we can be haunted with them. Imagine people who are totally successful, who have the whole world in their lap, and then they destroy their lives. That's in the grip of a demon energy. And the demon energy can be created, you know, by drugs, by alcohol, by the fever of just not having anger management problems. Anything we can choose in our brain, our brains have the capacity, we have that ability to make choices. And for those of us who don't, well, the world has provided facilities, support systems, and for those of us who are chronically, fatally evil, we have prisons. We have eventually you're going to come to the end of the road, you're going to get shot or killed by your fellow criminals or the police force or whatever it may be, or you're going to fall off a cliff or you crash into a wall. These things are fatal, aside from the fact that life is the variables in life are wide enough that yes, innocent people can see bad things happen to them.
And you can also be in a fatal location. We've talked about that on past shows. But, you know, you can be born into an area that has that fatalistic element. Whether or not you ultimately, I mean, we all end up dying, but fatalistic in the sense of there being a very negative energy. Everything gets sabotaged if you're in that area, that type of thing. And we can compound our karma that we're born into the world with, obviously, if we're dark people on the planet.
Sure. And, you know, I mean, when we talk about the divine creator, however you want to put it into any literal or metaphorical text, that mouth that we were talking about at the beginning of our discussion is a very, very powerful energy. And out of that energy comes every element of every moment of every dimension of our past lives. And that is something that we ultimately have to face. But the fact is, can we transcend our demons? Can we transcend our karma? I would say 90% of us can.
And avoid certain death, you're saying?
Yeah, well, avoid,
I mean, in terms of karmic
fate.
Karmic
imminent
fate. Yeah.
Some of us have I've done readings with people who have an imminent, deliberate, unchangeable, inflexible fate. This is going to happen. And I've done readings with people, and fortunately I've even talked about the deaths, the tragic deaths of people that were going to be occurring. It just was going to happen.
You couldn't influence it.
There was nothing.
But you can, Neil, as a psychic, help people to shift their karma.
Well, yeah, but not only I, counselors can do it, friends of great compassion can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it
as
people.
Of course.
We're here to help and support one another, and by golly, we can change and alter the circumstances that we are born into and thereby change, transform, make our destiny into some kind of affirmative position of existence where we are. Where we've, over the thousands of years of landing on the planet and going through different reincarnations, we have finally learned and gathered enough steam and wisdom to be able to have the tools to change. That's what makes it exciting.
It's exciting.
When we're dealing in the spirit world and the creation process. And it's just not, the creation process is the beginning. The creative process is the end result. So we have a creation process which we are born into. That's karma. And
okay.
we have a creative process which we can actualize. That's transcendence. And, you know, hopefully in some of the future shows we can talk about how do you meet your guide of transcendence and how do you talk to your guide of karma.
Right.
Because they're two different entities.
We were talking in the last two shows about transcendent spirits, but we can actually weave that discussion back into Wednesday's show because
Absolutely, yeah.
we've got a lot of callers and we'll just continue this. And, you know, this is the platform for a further discussion.
Yeah.
It's hard because we like to get to our callers, and we've got so many of you today. So everybody will be getting a reading, but please stay in line because it makes it easier to keep track of who's next. So don't hang up. All right, Neil. 917 is our first caller. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Who's this, please?
Tina.
Oh, hi, Tina. Yeah, we spoke with you a couple shows ago. It's 1127-73-314.
Yes.
What's the question today, Tina? And what's your location? I didn't write it down.
I'm located in New Jersey.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your question?
I would like to ask about my friend LaShawn.
Okay. All right. And just, I guess, we can get his birthday real quick.
His birthday is October the 9th, 1975.
All right.
Well,
32.5.
LaShawn, how do you spell that?
S-H-A-W-N?
Yeah, S-L-A-S-H-A-W-N.
L-E-S-H-A-W-N.
No, I think it's L-A. Yeah, L-A-S. H-A-W-N.
Spelling of the name. We got a lot of problems.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Well, you know, Tina, I don't know where it's coming from in the folds of his life somewhere, but I'm having some health issues around him. And I don't know if you're asking whether, you know, how the two of you cooperating as a couple or a friendship. But I'm getting either actively some health issues around him. It could be a past thing or it could be coming up. But there's some health issues I'm getting around him. To your knowledge, does he have any health concerns?
No.
I don't know where it's coming from yet, but, you know, because I am who I am, I even have to sometimes listen to myself when someone says no to me. I have to kind of listen to myself. Has anyone recently around him crossed over, or was there any tragic elements in his past that he went through?
Not recently.
Well, okay.
His father passed 5 years ago.
His father passed 5 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Did he pass through a health issue or?
Yes.
Well, what I'm probably getting, Tina, is his father. His father's
okay.
probably throwing energy at me and overruling the basis of your question because he's trying to reach out to him and he's deciding to take the reins, so to speak, and address his presence to me. So he's throwing energy at me, hopefully, feeling that I'm going to be able to gather that he's trying to reach out to me. So that's what's coming in first. Was LaShawn?
Oh, okay.
Huh?
I just said, oh, okay. Thank you.
Is LaShawn, was LaShawn affected by his father's death?
Yes.
Well, obviously, yes. But sometimes, you know, some people are, you know, they're
distant from their.
That's coming in. And with that in mind now, I'm telling you, you're going to be taking a trip with him. You're traveling somewhere. Now, do you have any immediate plans to travel yet? Any distance at all?
Yes, we'll be traveling in about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know, now that we brought the father in, because he's relieved that he's been heard, I'm not... He at least wanted that much done. He probably realizes we're limited in time. These spirits do understand those things. And he's saying, at least I've been heard. That's a start. He knows you and he are going to go on a trip, and he's going to bless that trip. Now, I don't know how much power he has to bestow a blessing on something, but he's going to be watching over the two of you, okay? And on that trip, you're going to make a discovery. You're going to make a discovery. You're going to find something. I don't know what it is. It could be a rock. It could be something of value. I'm not sure yet. But you're going to be discovering something on that trip. That's all I got time for right now, Tina. I know we're leaving you in suspended excitement, but that's all I can say to you right now as we speak.
All right, Tina. Well,
thank you.
Some good connections were made. Okay, thanks so much. And Tina can join us on Facebook. She can also follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio and on Twitter. Also, I forgot to mention your books, Neil, on Amazon.com. Those are available for those of you who are the literary types. Lots of good books. All right, 602. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Shiloh.
How do you spell your name?
S-H-I-L-O-H.
Hi, Shiloh. And location and birth date, please. And your question?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
And it's 31874.
31874. And I'm jealous of all those Arizona people and Hawaii people because they don't change. They don't have daylight savings, right?
Right? Yeah. Nor does the weather much.
I mean, the weather I'm probably not so much a fan of, but I definitely would like not to have that change.
4/12/20.
Yeah, your birthday's coming up. Happy birthday early.
Oh, thank you.
Shiloh, what's your question?
Since we don't have much time, I'll ask a health question, like if you're picking up anything on my health condition.
Okay.
Well, you know, wherever this is coming from, I'm not sure. It may not be with you, and it probably isn't, and it could be somebody reaching out from the other side, but there's a tube going down someone's throat. Maybe in lifetime they had a tube going down their throat. Does that ring any bell yet?
Not for myself, but it could have been my dad. My dad's been in and out of the hospital a lot, so it could be him.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a lot of father stuff coming in.
Weird.
So far. So your father, he's been in and out of the hospital. Did he ever literally have a tube going down his throat during any of those visits?
I'm sure he did. He's had a quadruple bypass. He just had a stroke recently about 3 weeks ago. So he's had a lot of stuff.
Sorry to hear that.
His energy, Sharla, his energy is intermingling with your health issues, it being that there are any, and I assume there might be, but they are intermingling with your health issues. Now, what that means is that you have an intense karma with your father. I don't care right now. I'm not measuring how close you are to him or how far you are from him. I'm just saying you have an intense karma with this person. And the energy is starting to tremble with me, like someone who has Parkinson's and they're shaking. So there's a shaky feeling that first hits me regarding you. Have you ever had any severe anxiety attacks? Have you ever been medicated for any kind of emotional problem?
I'm extremely anxious right now as we speak. Like, I have a lot going on right now, so I'm probably at the most stressed out that I've been in a long time.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, I only know that through vibrational information. I'm not gauging that by your voice or the content of your question. I'm getting it through a vibrational channel, and I probably would say to you that there's little I'm going to be able to help you with on a radio program with 5 minutes for each caller. It might, you know, I can say to you, you can try to reach me my number. If not, what can I say to you? You're going to need some kind of professional attention. You need to speak, whether you speak to a professional or whether you speak to somebody who really knows you and can help you feel grounded. You need that right now. So you need a dialogue with someone who is sensible, who knows your frustrations. I'm feeling instability in a home environment. So at, so there's instability there that I'm picking up on. And, you know, my read of you that, yeah, I'm inclined to say you need some professional conference. You need somebody to help you through this. And
I actually just made a list of counselors last night.
Well, that's been good. You find the counselor. I'll put a prayer out that you find the right counselor. And
Thank you.
But you're on the right path. And you find somebody that knows really what they're doing, and I'll pray that that a spirit guides you to that person. And I can tell you in the long run, you can work through this. So in the long run, you're in anxiety mode now, but it's sort of like a spook house. You'll come out and see the light eventually. But it's just, you know, you got to know how to keep in your seat during the ride here. And so
okay.
You can work this through. It's not a problem. You're going to be okay. But I can't go into details. I can only tell you that with a good counselor, they'll guide you through it, and you're going to be all right in the end. It's got an okay result, if nothing else.
Okay. I know I am learning something right now, that's for sure.
That's good. That's good to hear. Shiloh, you can always call Neil, 562-596-7818. And
thank you.
Call the show again. Okay. Thank you. I guess maybe we should have asked her if she has an outstanding physical health issue. I mean, we don't have time, but maybe perhaps on another show or another conversation. Okay, 661 area code. So I just want to remind everybody that's in the queue, we've got a lot of callers. So we're going to have time for everybody. If we need to go slightly over, I don't think we will. But everybody that's in queue right now will receive a reading, so please keep your place in line. Let's see, the next caller is, where is the next caller? 856 is our next caller. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. Who's this, please?
Rose Maria.
Oh, hi, it's been a while. What, and your birthday is December 8 and 1,
December 31st, 74.
Right.
And whatever you got to
heavily come. Into the phone. There's a lot of. If you could
stop breathing.
Just away from the receiver. What's your question, Rosemaria?
Whatever you get that's timeline that's coming up soon for job wise or relationship long term, whatever you got. I know you have a lot of callers. Whatever is easiest.
Okay.
Job
timeline. Job timeline.
Oh,
job timeline. Or relationship, one or the other.
Well, we can't do both.
Whatever comes in, she's saying.
Well, whatever comes in. Okay. Have you ever done any customer service job, Rose Maria?
Kind of part of what I do with my background.
Okay. Okay, so it's generally, yes, generally. Okay, so I'm seeing, are you out of work right now?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to do two things, one at a time. The thing I'm going to do first is I'm going to ask whatever spirits I'm working with today that you get a job within 3 months, no later. Hopefully sooner than later, but no later than 3 months. So don't say, oh, God, I can't wait that long. That's not what I'm saying. Within 3 months, that means it could be tomorrow, but no later than 3 months because there's something to do with March, April, May, June. Who's born in June in your family?
June. Nobody comes and rings a bell in June.
You keep paying attention to June because June is going to be a significant month of change for you. So maybe June is coming in. But I'm going to talk about a job coming in very, very soon. I see one. Okay, now it's getting a little bit more narrowed down. I think I can maybe if I'm talking to my guides, I might be able to get you a job within 2 weeks. I know it sounds funny, like I'm trying to, you know, talk to a supervisor, but I'm going to say about two weeks' time, maybe you can get a job breathing heavily into the phone. You know, maybe one of those 800 numbers.
I'm like trying to give her like a call and it's not going away from like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, you do great. A lot of callers. Have a great heavy breath. Rosemary, I'm going to say about 2 weeks, I'm seeing there's a female supervisor, but above them is a male energy. So there's a female supervisor, above them is a male boss. I'm seeing there's a location going on. There's something to do with transportation or transporting something in real quick. So I don't know. Don't worry about what I'm saying. That's for me to concoct a formula to help you move through this area where there's going to be a change. And have you done anything differently in your home? Have you gotten rid of anything? Have you decorated or done something with your closets or anything, clothes, anything?
Like a lot of junk that I got rid of, like I don't need from like years. And so I just like picked them up. Whatever I didn't need, I just trashed them.
Okay. Well, basically. Okay. I'm getting, Rosemaria, is that that's a sign. That's my validation. A spirit gave it to me just for the sake of validating my request. So it's a good sign, and I hope, you know, at least short radio reading, I've helped you out a little bit. You'll see the effects
it
later.
Okay, yeah, I did it. Yeah, okay, the transportation. Cool, thanks. Appreciate
it. Yeah,
you're
bet.
Welcome. Thank you. Okay. And we're getting more callers, Neil. 2, 5, 8, 9, 3. Sorry, I can't multitask apparently as I'm writing down this new caller. 860 is our next. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Susan. 1029-58.
What's your question, Susan?
Okay, my question is, what is the relationship with my brother, because it's turning into a bloody nightmare family drama?
Yep. You have his birthday quickly? Quick.
He just turned 62 March 4th.
3, 4, and then 62. So he was
March
born 4th. In 1952.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
No.
4th.
He turned 62.
March 4th.
53, right?
62 in 2015. 63.
I think he was born in 53.
Yeah, 53. Okay, 7/17. Go ahead, Neil. Interesting.
25/7,
and how weird, he has a 34 in his car.
Yeah. Well, what's happening here, Susan, is it's the antithesis of spirit. There's a dark karmic. This is your brother.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. There. Unfortunately, what's happening, and not all people would say this about him, but your experience is a dark karmic, dark reality in terms of the rivalry, sibling rivalry. And it goes, I
yeah, he's
back.
Very, he's always been kind of a dark nature. He doesn't believe in God. He's.
Yeah. Yeah.
His health is bad. I mean.
Susan, let Neil talk, because we've got a lot of callers.
Okay.
What I've got, Susan, is the element that he's dark, as I get this dark, and he doesn't believe in God, so like I said, I'm already picking up the antithesis of spirit, which would be kind of dislocating body from spirit, and that's what he's done. So you're in you're in a deep tribal zone of karma. What you've got to do is surround yourself with light, consciously do that. I'll do it for you on the phone, on the air here. And put angelic guards around you, and that might just bounce off anything he does. So what you got to do around him is don't feed into his energy fields. Don't respond to him. Just kind of keep as distant and detached as you can, and let the angels kind of transform the energy into something that at least won't initially harm you. Aside from that, if you do have to engage with him, because this a lot comes from the parental upbringing, which probably isn't the healthiest aspect either. So this is a deep-rooted problem. So when I look at your problem, Susan, it's like, oh boy, these roots are deep. I just can't yank them out with my hand like it's a weed. This is a deep-rooted problem. What I can do for you on the radio today is ask for angels to at least protect you. So I'm going to put two angels on either side of you, left and right, for both areas of energy of karma and transcendence, protect you there. You have to watch out for the month of April with him, because in the month of April there's going to be an end result of there's going to be some kind of resolution with an end result. And so that
I think I already know what's going to happen to him.
What's that?
Yeah, something's going to happen to him.
Well, something's going to happen, but
mm-hmm.
this get in the form of contracts, legalities, all kinds of things. So, but I'll put out protection for you in the meantime, Susan. And the month of April is going to get a little bit more intense.
Okay. So I'll just back off, which I've been doing, keeping it quiet.
Keep that zone going. Are there any legal matters here?
If anything happened to my father, there would be.
Yeah. Okay. So I got the picture. And because we have such brevity of time here, I'm going to just put out angels to protect you in the meantime, and then maybe we can talk about this at a later date or something along that line. But I'll keep the energy pulsating on your behalf anyways.
Okay, Susan, 562-596-7818 for further conversation. And
okay.
You know, what I mean by that is when I'm working with people, especially on the radio in this intensity, I'm talking about angels. I'm only asking angels to help. It's, you know,
right.
Neil isn't. It's not me doing it. It's angels. I gotta get to my sponsors here.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. 505. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. It's Heidi on Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hold on a second. Let me get in the car. Very nice.
Well, I'm sorry, we didn't get your name.
It's Patty or Patricia. That's my real name.
Patricia, okay, and you're from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and what's your birth date?
August 5th, 1965.
8565, is that correct?
Yeah.
24-7, what am I? I'm sorry, I did that wrong. 34-7, yeah.
Yeah.
What is your question for the radio show today?
Okay, I want some overview of my love life. I better not give you details, right? You just...
No, don't give me details. But have you been divorced, Patty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's not, you could have never been married. A lot of people have never been married, even though you're 49 years old. But I'm getting a divorce. I'm getting some children around you. There's a little bit of confusion. I see some alcohol in the past, abuse, anger. You've had a rough time. Not easy. Some abuse there, too. Physical abuse, whatnot, emotional. You have a glimmer of a person. You have somebody coming in. Okay, so I've got a glimmer of a person on, it's symbolic, but he's on horseback, like Clint Eastwood. He's coming in over the horizon, and you can't quite make it. But it's like the music's playing from Fistful of Dollars, and here comes, tell me if Clint Eastwood calls you. I'll be amazed. But I don't think it's Clint Eastwood. I don't think it's Clint Eastwood, but he comes in like he's on horseback with a sombrero, with the thing around him, the cape around him, whatever you call those things. What do you call those things that you wrap around the cowboys wear it?
Like a serape?
A serape.
Oh.
I was going to say jalopy, but he's not coming in a jalopy. Okay, so I see this person coming. He's got something to do with the transport. He's got something to do with transportation. I don't know if he drove a bus once or a taxi or maybe he rode a horse. I don't know. But he's coming in with that. He did have a collection of guns, but he's not a mean person. And he didn't ever use his guns in a horrible way. He was just a sportsman, liked to firing range. He didn't like go out and kill animals or anything with them. He just likes firing. He likes handguns. He likes antiques. He likes things like that. So I see this person coming. He seems kind of an interesting guy. He has a lot of hobbies. He's kind of his mind, Patty. He likes to be engaged in conversations, and he likes history. He likes little details, but he's not boring. He's not a nerd or anything. He just likes these things. He likes to tinker in things. He's handy. So to answer your question about relationship coming, I do see this person coming, and he's an interesting guy. He's very interesting, and I think it's going to change your life a little bit. You're going to find yourself around a man that is very different from anything you've had before.
Wow. So I don't know this person, right?
You don't know this person yet. No. You don't know this person yet. And I'm telling you, this is the character of the person. And do you have two children? Do you have at least one child, if not two?
My child passed away. I had a child.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's weird, because it kept nudging at me. Your child passed away. Was that was there some tragic element around the child's life, trouble?
The way she died, yeah, in an accident, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so sorry, Patricia.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Patricia. I have compassion for you, so I'm going to have this man come into your life through angel help, and it's going to change your life, bring sunshine into your life. I see a great sunshine coming up over the horizon, not setting, but rising, and it's going to be a nice thing for you. And I think your child is blowing you a kiss and a flower. And I know it's a little cliche, forgive me, but I'm being sincere. I had to tell you that, and because there's something to do with water with the child. I don't know yet if they're, you know, if it was a car crash or something, but there is some water involved, something leaking. But anyways, that's getting a little bit more gruesome. Let's not end the reading with that note. Let's end it with the beauty of what I just told you.
Right. And this man, when do you see him coming?
Maybe in May. End of spring.
And, Patricia, I wanted to say something. Neil said something about tinkering, this guy being handy, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's she should really take note, because we have several people that you've alluded to different situations about hobbies or interests that have called our show, and they actually do call back and validate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the description of the person may sound a little bit, you know, fanciful, but often, you know, frequently, we'll call back and give us validation for Neil's hits. Okay.
Okay, I will. Wow. Because I've been thinking. I'm kind of feeling that someone is coming like so soon. That's just me. It's like,
well,
I feel like.
It sounds like that was validated for you. And
watch a couple of Clint Eastwood films and see if you recognize any of the actors.
Okay, and you can always call our show, Patricia, or you can call Neil 562-596-7818, and our line filling up. 401 area code. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Kerry, and my birth date is 8685.
8685. Kerry?
Yes.
Carrie?
Kerri.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kerri.
Okay.
I apologize. And, okay, what is your question? And location.
My location is Rhode Island, and I was just calling for a general reading. I have some changes going on in my life, and recently met someone where it feels somewhat faded just due to the events that I kind of went through last year, new beginnings. I'm just looking for some guidance regarding it.
All right.
29 years old. Well, talking about your new relationship, I'm going back briefly, jumping back to the one that lasted about right over 2 years. You ever have a relationship that lasted right over the edge of 2 years?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so from that energy, I'm taking that relationship and I'm making a big leap over to this new one. And I'm telling you that this new one is a progression of energy, not a degression. In other words, it's you're moving forward through the elements of your life whereby you you're shifting gears, getting towards the essence of the human being that's going to be your one and only. So we're getting closer and closer as we move forward in time. I don't know if this is the guy, but this is leading towards the guy. If this becomes the guy, well, then he's going to have to go through some major transformations in order to fulfill the qualifications that would meet the profile of who you're ultimately going to be with. There's something to do with clothes and fashion. I don't know what's going on with that right now. You're a woman, of course, clothes and fashion. Unless you walk around nude, you got to have some sense of clothes and fashion. Were you ever involved in clothes and fashion? Was there ever an exploratory interest there?
No.
No? Well, there's something to do with clothes and fashion, so I don't know what that is. Maybe you're being groomed for something new. Yeah, there's something to do with clothes. There's something to do. Did you ever work in a department store or anything, Carrie?
No, I mean, all I can think of is a uniform. I was a flight attendant, and the person,
I mean, you could say, well, you know, okay, Neil, that's what you think is psychic. But you know what? It is. Because I was seeing something with clothes.
Clothing.
And a uniform.
Because he's also a police officer, too, so the uniform.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it is. That's why I was so geared towards clothes with you. So police officer, a flight attendant, this is connecting with me. So that's what it is. Okay, so here's my answer. Carrie, this person coming in, I would say if a 10 is the guy, he's an 8. Now, he can transform into a 10, but he's an 8. You've got to be careful because he's at the edge of not knowing whether he really wants to be settled with one person yet. And even though the two of you may be connected by fate, his restlessness or whatever he's going through in his life where he can't figure out yet if he wants to really settle down, if that's what you're looking for, a stable relationship, I'm not sure yet whether he can get there. But he does have the makings of it. So I guess I'm giving you a cautionary thumbs up on the element of this human being. I'm seeing something to do with Niagara Falls. I don't know what's going on with that yet, but there's something to do with New York, Niagara Falls. Have you ever been there?
No.
Does New York, that area of New York, upstate New York, anything in there ring a bell?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, so
I've always wanted to go there. I mean, I've been around the world. I just, I haven't been there.
Okay.
If you've always wanted to go,
the
that
desire.
Would be it. Yeah.
I'm picking up on, I'm doing a brief reading with you on desire. So my desire, your desire is connecting to my read, and so I'm in the element of desire. Now, what I'm going to do with that is I'm going to do some knitting work here and actually build a web around this person if there's any kind of signal beyond it. Oh, I am seeing a boat. There's a boat element going on. I'm getting water with you, too. Did anybody ever have a boat, anything with boats, cruises?
No, I mean, we briefly just met, like I said, it was faded. But just due to some circumstances in the passing of my father last year, he was a first responder, and I had actually never gotten the chance to meet him and happened to meet him by chance last week. So, you know, it's just progressing, and it just seems different. But, no, so I don't know that much about him at this moment
to give
you that answer.
Well, you know, we got this narrow time zone that we're dealing with, Carrie. I'm probably picking up on things that are significant and legitimate. You just don't have access to that information yet.
Right.
But right now, affirmation, we'll move forward with it cautiously, you know, call us up, call me up personally, or don't call me up, never see me again, never talk to me, I don't care.
I would love to.
That's our first step.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you. 562-596-7818, 704 is next. Good morning, 704.
Hi, this is Melissa, birth date 9/13/69.
Okay.
And my question is North Carolina.
Okay, North Carolina. All right, go ahead, Melissa.
I was wondering if I should invest any more time in this relationship that I'm in or just walk away from it.
Okay. For 39, 12, 3. Is that what you got?
23, 3, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 38.
38. I'm adding wrong today. I'm not
10,
doing
13,
well.
10, 13, 23, 29, 30, 38, 11, 2.
Oops.
Oh. Well, I can't. It's not my role to tell you to walk away or not walk. I can give you an opinion based on a vibration, since you're seeking the advice of a psychic. What's my vibe on it? Probably walk away.
Okay.
I mean, you could roll up your sleeves and go, you know what, Neil? No, I'm going to work on this. You go, be my guest. Work on it. But the reason I say walk away is because I don't think that if by walking away you're going to hurt yourself because you've lost all your chances for romance. I don't believe that. So I would say if you walk away from this, no harm done. You can move on. You can find somebody else. There's going to be something to do with an entertainer, something to do with music. Have you ever been involved with anyone who at least liked music, could play music, even strummed the guitar, anybody?
The guy I'm dating now, he loves karaoke.
Okay. Well, dating now, what have you been, 3, 4 months? How long have you known this guy?
A year. But we've seriously been dating since probably October.
October, November, December, January, February. Okay, so I'm in the serious dating. Maybe my 3, 4 months is trying to gather that zone right there. Are you have any fights? Do you not trust him? Has he not been available entirely?
He's going through a divorce, but it's been going kind of dragging out for 2 years. But she's very needy, and it's almost like getting time to spend with him is like impossible. It's just he's got a lot on his plate. And when I try to voice my opinion of that, he's like, I'm sorry, but it's like, well, he doesn't deign to fix it or try to make it better.
That's what I'm saying, Melissa. You can roll up your sleeves and stay with this guy and work through his journey with him, but you don't have to. I'm telling you as a psychic, I'm not saying, oh, my God, stay with this guy. This is your journey. No, you don't have to. And it's not because I'm giving you permission. I'm doing a read on you that says I think there are other people, and if you just say, you know, I don't need this. I just too much baggage. I don't need it. I'm going to be civil, but I'm going to excuse myself from this relationship and move forward to something else. Yeah, you know, I think that might be a healthy choice unless you, Melissa, decides, I love this guy, I really feel something about him, I want to stay. Well, the worst thing that happened is you might waste time. The best thing is maybe somewhere down the line the two of you will connect on a mutual level. But until then, it would be trouble. And also watch out for anybody named Charlie or Charles.
Okay.
That's for future.
Okay. It was short, but, I mean, good connection, Neil. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
562-596-7818. We've got 857 next. They keep coming. 857. Who's this? Are you there, 857?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Okay, we've got to have a closer connection here. It's hard to hear you.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
41870. What's your question?
I'm trying to figure out what kind of psychic am I?
What kind of psychic are you? Oh, that's right, because you've done readings in the past, or?
Yes. I'm trying to figure what should I be?
Lottery last show, and she's, you know, revealed that she's done some readings. And
what kind of,
like,
you're a female psychic. what kind of,
I know. Am I clairvoyant?
You're a AA. I don't know. What kind of psychic are you? I guess, you know, I mean, some people are psychic. You know, they help others. Some people are medium. Some people channel. I don't know what what kind of psychic are you?
Can you tell us?
You're a psychic that asks a lot of questions. I don't know. You're a psychic. You're a 3 by master number, which gets into your gut energy, your stomach energy. So you're a psychic that you have intuitive hits. You're the kind of psychic that you have to develop your intuition. And you develop your intuition by going through the game of, well, I feel something's going to happen today. Let's see if it happens. I'm going to go to the store today, and I'm going to run into a woman with blue eyes that will say, oh, hi, how are you? You know, use your intuition and test it in the field. Go out into the field and test it. Because, you're wanting the lottery. What you're looking for, Catherine, is trying to predict the future and make it happen. So I would say to you, in order to develop and sharpen your skills, you have to start to practice. So work on a small level. Today I'm going to, encounter somebody driving a black Oldsmobile, and they're going to get out and, say something to yourself and see if it happens. You got to start off small. But you're a psychic of intuition. You're an intuitive psychic. You're an intuitive. That's different than someone that there are different levels of being psychic. I didn't mean to be facetious. So you're an intuitive. Develop your intuitive skills. And probably you're going to use it in a way that helps you more than others, is my feeling, because you're kind of more in an egocentric pattern of being a psychic. So start there and keep us posted.
Okay, so a Tunian psychic.
Intuitive. Yeah, intuitive.
I-N-T-U-I-T-I-V-E. Intuitive, intuition.
Intuition.
It's related to the stomach chakra, so gut feelings.
Read about the stomach chakra, chakra number three, and the intuition, intuitive psychic. It's a little bit different classification.
All right.
Yeah, but you have that gift. You just have to develop it.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Okay. Thank you.
And we have one more caller, about 2 minutes, but we'll go a little bit over because they've been waiting so patiently. They just dropped 609, so we're not going to take them. Oh, I feel bad. Well, 609, you can call us on Wednesday. We are back on the air, Neil, on Wednesday. That's 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll be discussing further our, the impact of karma, how to change it on that show. But there was something you were going to say?
No. I'm used up today.
I know. We worked you hard. Okay, thanks, everybody, for joining us.